Good afternoon. You're listening to Here and Now on KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm Nathan Cohn, and every other week here on Here and Now, we turn to Deirdre Saravia to bring us another pick from the world of world music. Deirdre hosts our world music program every Saturday night at 8. Welcome, Deirdre.
Thank you, Nathan. And today it's a piper. I think you once told me that you liked bagpipes. They're certainly not everyone's cup of tea, but Carlos Núñez, known as the seventh member of the Chieftains, he's also the Jimi Hendrix of the bagpipes. Well, obviously he's done something right. He's just released a new CD, a double album called Discover. He comes from Galicia in Spain.
Are bagpipes popular in Spain? I wouldn't normally think so.
It depends on the part of Spain. They certainly are in Galicia, which is part of Celtic Spain.
What part of the country is that, by the
it's
way?
It's in the north of the country. Okay. And in actual fact, that's why he became a piper, because they are intrinsic to that area. And then when he was 17 years old, he was asked by Paddy Maloney, the chieftain, to tour with them. He's now 41 years old.
And does he still hang about with the Chieftains?
Nope, he's flying solo these days and promoting his new CD.
All right, so let's hear some music. And, well, at least the Chieftains still hang about on his album, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. I think they're linked forever. Well, we're going to hear him with the Chieftains and Leon Gaico performing a song, Gallequita, which is, ironically, a Cuban version of an old Galician song.
Que en la playa argentina llegó una tarde de abril, sin más prendas ni tesoro, en tus negros ojos moros y tu cuerpito gentil.
That's Carlos Núñez, Leon Gaico, and the Chieftains playing Gallequita from Carlos Núñez's latest release, Discover.
And who else is on the album?
Well, there's a host from every imaginable musical source. Pop, opera, Latin music, Brazilian, flamenco. Indeed, there's just about something for everyone.
That's proof that bagpipes can go with anything, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's all held together by bagpipes. You know, apparently the bagpipes of Galicia are the precursors of the Scottish and the Irish pipes.
And I'm intrigued by the idea of Brazilian music and the bagpipes.
Weren't we all? Well, here is Carlinhos Brown with Pararia Elétrica da Barra.
Brazilian music featuring the Galician bagpipes on Pararia Elétrica da Barra. The singer is Carlinhos Brown. Do you have a favorite track from the CD?
You know, I like quite a few of them, but I think that Maria Solina with Teresa Salguero is really pretty. Teresa is the very distinctive voice of the Portuguese group called Madre Deus.
Teresa Salguero singing Maria Solina. He certainly knows a lot of performers, Deirdre, this fella.
Well, it's thanks to his worldwide tours with the Chieftains that he met performers of every stripe and colour.
Let's hear one last little bit.
How about a jolly little ditty called The Raggle Taggle Gypsy? The singer is Mike Scott.
One sing high and the other sing low, and the other sing raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. It was upstairs, downstairs, the lady went. We'd on our suits of leather, oh. And there came a cry from around the door. She's away with a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh.
The Raggle-Taggle Gypsy with Mike Scott from the Carlos Núñez album Discover. And Deirdre, thanks for letting us discover this new music. And you can hear more of it each and every Saturday night at 8 p.m. on TPR World Music with Deirdre Saravia. Be sure and follow Deirdre on Twitter at TPR World Music. And thanks again, Deirdre, for sharing it with us.
As always, a pleasure, Nathan.
Big horse is not speedy, oh, and I will ride till I seek my bride.